October 10, 1925. Exchange of wills between the Celestial Father and the Most Holy Virgin, and Louisa. The Most Holy Virgin repeats for the soul who lives in the divine will that which she did for her son. As I was in my usual state, my poor mind found itself within an extremely high atmosphere. I seemed to see the divinity, and upon one knee of the Celestial Father, the Queen Mama, dead, as if she had no life. Surprised, I thought to myself, my mama is dead. But what a happy death, to die on the knees of our Creator. But, looking more closely, I saw her wills, though detached from her body, held in the hands of the Divine Father. Amazed, I looked, and I could not give myself a reason for what I was seeing. But a voice coming from the divine throne said, "This is the elect among all the elect. She is the all-beautiful. She is the only creature who gave us her will as gift, and left it, dead, upon our knees, in our hands. And we, in exchange, gave her the gift of our will. Greater gift we could not give her, because by acquiring this supreme will, she had the power to make the Word descend upon earth, and to have the redemption of mankind be formed. A human will would have no power nor attraction over us. But a divine will, given by ourselves to this incomparable creature, won over us, conquered us, enraptured us. And unable to resist, we surrendered to her petitions to make the Word descend upon earth. Now we are waiting for you to come to die upon our other knee, giving us your will. And we, in seeing it dead in our hands, as if it no longer existed for you, will give you the gift of our will, and through you, that is, through this will of ours given to you, our fiat will return to live upon earth. These two wills, dead upon our knees, will be the ransom for many rebellious wills, and we will keep them as a precious pledge, which will repay us for all the evils of the other creatures, because with our will they will be able to satisfy us." The voice could no longer be heard, and I found myself on the other paternal knee, in the act of breathing my last, and dying. But at that moment I found myself inside myself, but I am unable to say what I felt within me. Only, I prayed from the heart that my will might never again enter into me, but only the divine might have life in me. Ah! It alone is the bearer of all goods and the repeater of Jesus within souls. And echoing the fiat of creation, it embraces everything and everyone as though in one breath, and requites God for the work of creation, redemption and sanctification. The divine will operating in us can do anything. It is the true queen who reigns and rules over everything. Then, afterwards, I saw my celestial mama with baby Jesus in her arms, as she kissed him and placed him to her breast to give him her most pure milk. And I said to her, "My mama, and what about me? Don't you give anything to me? Oh, please. Allow me at least to place my I love you between your mouth and that of Jesus while you kiss, so that my little I love you may run within everything you do." And she said to me, "My daughter, please do, place your little I love you, not only in the mouth, but in all the acts that pass between me and my son. You must know that everything I did toward my son, I intended to do toward those souls who were to live in the divine will, because, being in it, they would be disposed to receive all the acts I did toward Jesus, and I would find sufficient space in which to place them. So, if I kissed my son, I kissed them, because I found them together with him in his supreme will. They were the first to be as though lined up within him, and my maternal love pushed me to let them partake in everything I did to my son. Great graces were needed for those who were to live in this holy will, and I placed all my goods, my graces, my sorrows, at their disposal, as their help, as defense, as strength, as support and as light. And I felt happy and honored with the greatest honors, to have, as my children, the children of the will of the Celestial Father, which I too possessed. And therefore I looked at them also as births from me. Even more, it can be said of them what is said about my son, that the first generations found salvation in the merits of the future Redeemer. In the same way, these souls, These future daughters, by virtue of the divine will operating in them, are the ones who incessantly implore salvation and graces for the future generations. They are with Jesus, and Jesus is in them. And they repeat together with Jesus that which Jesus contains. Therefore, if you want me to repeat for you what I did for my son, let me always find you in his will, and I will be generous with my favors toward you.